With your permission.
Last night I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. As a continuation, at last week, I went to Rav Steinman. Last week I went to Rav Steinman, it was Sunday night. I walk inside. He doesn't say hello to me, nothing. He says to me, Benisan igalu, Benisan atidim ligael. Nisan we were redeemed, Nisan we're going to be redeemed. This was the day before Rosh Chodesh. Where is he? This was the Shalom Aleichem to me, and goodbye. That's it, finished. Last night, I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So his wife told me, he didn't say anything, but his wife told me, and I asked her permission to tell you. She said the great-grandson got up in the morning. I didn't ask her where. And he said he had a dream of Bet HaMikdash built, and people are in Bet HaMikdash. And as the Gemara says, after Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, and was no more Nevi'im, the little children have Nevuah, they have prophecy. And he said that the little boy got up in the morning, went to his grandfather or to Abraham Kanevsky, I don't recall exactly what she said. He said, what's going to be? I'm not a Kohen. How can I walk in Bet HaMikdash? I saw Bet HaMikdash. And he described the little boy how Bet HaMikdash looked like. And then she added that I think his sister, this boy's sister, 2 years old, also 2 years old, got up in the morning. She said, also, I saw Bet HaMikdash. And she doesn't know what Bet HaMikdash is. It means the situation now is very close to Bet HaMikdash. I feel personally this year Bet HaMikdash is closer than all the other years that I remember myself. And that's what she said, the Rabbi Kanievsky and other Chachamim said. Shulchan Aruch is a book of halachot. It was written by Maran Abet Yosef with the direction and instruction of an angel. It's called Magid. It was the throat of Maran Abet Yosef. So every time you open the book, it's halacha. There's no statements. It's halachot. Only one time in Shulchan Aruch, there's a statement with no halacha. This is the second siman about Hilchot Pesach. It says, Shabbat lifnei Pesach nikra Shabbat HaGadol al pi hanes. It says like this. The Shabbat before Pesach is called Shabbat HaGadol because of the miracle. It doesn't say which miracle it is. People think, this is the simple explanation, of course. They ask everybody on the street. That says in the tour, a few hundred years before, it says that since the Shabbat in Egypt, before we left, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to take the sheep and tie it to our bed and slaughter it, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the goat as well, but the sheep was the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians, and we took it, we purchased it, and we told the Egyptian people, we're going to take your God, that they used to serve their God, the sheep, and they used to bow down to him. And says, we went and we told the Egyptians we want to get a sheep, and they asked us, what is the sheep for? And we said, we want to take a sheep and slaughter it. You see, we're going to slaughter you, God. It was so called a miracle, they didn't do anything to us. Even though on the surface, this is often 9 Makot. And the Gemara says, from Rosh Hashanah on, it's already 6 months on Israel, maybe it was more than six, maybe it was a week, maybe it was a leap year, maybe not. So at least 6 months we did not have to suffer from the Egyptians. They all respected us. They were afraid of us. They loved us. So of course, if you go to the market and you say, I want to purchase your God, to slaughter your God, of course, this might do something, some kind of anger, or maybe they'll throw stones on you. This is the Arabs' heritage, to throw stones on people. I have to say it's called Shabbat HaGadol because of the miracle that we went and we purchased the sheep and we told them we're going to slaughter it. Not only that, so the whole 4 days until we slaughter it should have been Yamim Gdolim, big days, because we took the sheep and we told them we're going to tie it to our bed and we're not going to slaughter it today. The day before Pesach, this is the day we slaughter it. Says the Gemara, the whole Egypt smelled from the roast, from the barbecue that we roasted the sheep. And this is the biggest miracle. And we don't call the day before Pesach Yom HaGadol. Yom HaGadol, we roasted the God of the Egyptians. And that moment, we should be in Egypt, ready to demonstration and they try to run after us. He said, what do you mean you roasted my God? On Shabbat we only took him. Okay, we say we're going to slaughter him. But actually the slaughtering and the roasting, the Gemara says the whole Egypt smelled from roasting and all the Egyptians ran around and they said, what's going on? They said, what's the smell? They said, this, your God is being barbecued right now. But that doesn't say we call it Yom HaGadol. How come we don't call it Yom HaGadol? Really, the Gemara tells us that actually Chodesh Adar, it says Marbim Besimcha, is Rashi because Purim and Pesach. Simple explanation means Purim was a miracle and Pesach is a miracle. So when Adar comes, you should be happy because Purim is coming and Pesach is coming. And what does it mean, Purim and Pesach? So you get more miracles. Can't think we had miracles. Just because there's a miracle in Pesach. Maybe. I don't think this is the real explanation of it. Comes up Gamliel in the Mishnah and says, you know, you have to say those three things on the Laseder, men and ladies obligated to understand what are going to be on the night of Pesach. It's called Pesach Matzah Umaro. You have to say this text, you have to read these sentences and make sure that you understand what you're saying. It says Pesach in time of Bet Hamikdash, our fathers used to eat the sacrifice of Pesach. Because Hashem skipped on the houses, matzah we eat because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Shekhinah on us, we came out of Egypt, and maror because we had a hard time in Egypt. That is the reason why Hashem wanted us to eat those three things. You know, says the Mishnah, Masechet Kritut, 36 Kritut. There are 36 sins in the Torah that if Chas V'Shalom a person commits one of them, he gets karet. Karet means that after he's going to die, Hashem is going to take his neshama and cut it from the root of the neshamot, and the neshama would vaporize. Hu nichrat vezaro nichrati. He and his children, doesn't matter what he has, children, doesn't have children. It says the neshamot that he has, the ability to bring to this world, are going to vaporize. That's what it means. It's the worst thing in the world. It's called karet. One is somebody doesn't keep Shabbat, he gets karet. There's few things. One of the things says the Mishnah, the Salacha, that says in the Torah, that if you eat what we call in Farsi pi, it means if you eat chelev, the fat, from an animal that's supposed to be sacrificed, is it either a goat or a sheep or a cow or a bull? It says, there's certain things in the inside of the stomach that looks like fat, but because it's are in certain places, they have a name, it's called chelev. Kol chelev v'choldam lo tochelu. It says it's called chelev. It's really a fat, but because it's next to the kidneys, it's next to the liver, next to here, next to there, it says this has to be sacrificed on the altar in time of Bet HaMikdash. And if somebody eats it, Chas v'shalom, he gets karet. You have to be careful when you buy meat. It has to be now, they know it has to be the best hechsher because you never know. It says this guy bought an animal and this piece of fat that's called chelev, it's called pea. Somebody's karet. That's halacha. That's our time. There's no better time. They should be very careful. And most of the time, you know, those people, you know, it's mainly in the half. In the back half of the animal, usually the Jewish people don't take it. They come and purchase it. Then they in the slaughterhouse, they sell it to the people that they have nothing to do with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They don't keep the mitzvot. It means goyim. So they buy it, they eat it. But we don't eat it. It's chas shalom, somebody eats now, time this. But Hamikdash is called karet. Come to Gemara Masechet Pesachim, page 95, and it says, what do you think in Egypt? In Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, go take a sheep, a goat, and roast it. I says, roast it, the whole thing together. I said, what happened over there in Egypt with this fat that's supposed to be sacrificed in Beit HaMikdash on the altar? In Egypt, was no altar yet. But the Kaddish already told us you have to slaughter it and you have to roast it. And comes the Kaddish Baruch Hu and tell them this and roast the whole thing together and eat it. Come to Gemara and says, what happened to that chelev, to the pea? What happened to that fat thing that if chas v'shalom somebody eats it, gets karet? Says the Gemara, ate it in Egypt. You're not allowed to eat this thing. Of course, you can say before we got the Torah, I understand. Before we got the Torah, everything is permitted, okay? You don't even need to slaughter. But since Chachamim said, the Metam in Uziel, another Chachamim said, that the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to take the blood of this sacrifice and smear it on the post of the door, because this was supposed to be like an altar, so Kadosh Baruch Hu already prepared us for sacrificing. Nevertheless, that halacha was not said in Egypt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take the sheep, take the goat, eat the whole thing. You want to eat the whole thing, but the pea. What do you mean, eat the chalev? For what do you eat it? Hashem should have said, you know, take it out. Take it out. What's the big deal? Take it out. Hashem said, no, eat it. Why do you eat it? But what do you eat it? Chachamim tell us, Rabotai, that this is really in the Torah, the only thing and the only time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to eat in the night of Pesach. No other time in the Torah it says that you have to eat. Doesn't say in the Torah. The Torah hints that the day before Yom Kippur we should eat. But again, it doesn't mean that you have to wash hands. Doesn't mean that you have to eat. But you can have candies. As far as the Torah tells you, you have to eat matzah. And you have to eat maror. You have to eat a piece of meat. Not Shabbat, not Moadim, never. Never. Doesn't say in the Torah, any place you have to eat. The only time Hashem wants you to eat is the night of Pesach. Very strange. And Chachamim came and said, Purim, Seudat Purim. For what? Why Hashem wants me to eat the night of Pesach? And specifically, this, no rice, no this, no that. This is what Hashem wants me to eat. It doesn't say in the Torah, I should have a meal. Hashem wants me to eat a piece of meat. Hashem wants me to eat matzah and maror. Kev Chachamim said, wine as well. Arba kosot wine. For what? What is the secret behind it? Chachamim tell us, Rabotai, this is really what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if a person wants to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that should give him something. The Gemara said he should not pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants to eat. He should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu he wants Divrei Torah. What really the Gemara means, he should not pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu he wants to eat. Comes Ari and says, of course, if you remember, the Pesach is the word Pesach. If you divide it into two words, it's Pesach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you on Pesach to talk Divrei Torah, talk Divrei Torah, talk Divrei Torah. The night of Pesach, especially, the more you talk Divrei Torah, it's better, it's better. What's behind the whole thing? Because this is the night of redemption, so I'm in Uziel, expect Mashiach. I says, what is it all about? Rahamim tell us, you should know, the night of Pesach, this is the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks us and looks at us, if we really want Bet HaMikdash, we really want Mashiach. I said, what is the test? He says, the test is, if your mouth becomes an altar, forget about your house is an altar. The Gemara said, your table is like an altar. You know what it means? It's not the table. It's the things that you put in your mouth. Your mouth actually is the altar. The altar in Bet HaMikdash, you cannot have chametz. Comes a Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, Rabotai, on Pesach, you can have chametz. I can have chametz. What's the problem? What, of course, the Zohar will tell you it's Yetzer Hara. I said, what is it? A Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to have chametz. What is the problem? What's the problem? Because in Bet HaMikdash, on the altar, we weren't allowed to put chametz. That's it. Your mouth is an altar. In the Bet HaMikdash, nothing was brought chametz. In Bet HaMikdash, they poured wine on the altar. In Bet HaMikdash, they only put on the altar meat. Nothing else. Those three items. In the night of Pesach, you can reach that level that your mouth becomes an altar. You're not going to consume meat. You're not going to consume food. You're going to have, says Rabban Gamliel, three things. As you should know, Hashem wants you to eat night of Pesach, three things. Don't make your wife or your mother or your mother-in-law walk like a dog. And prepared and prepared and prepared. And you sit down and you eat and you eat. The night of Pesach is a mitzvah. Only to have those three things in our time. No, not meat even. The night of Pesach, the mitzvah is to have matzah and wine and then maror. But really, the most important thing in Bet HaMikdash is the wine, the matzah, and then comes the meat. This is night of Pesach. Your mouth is an altar, say Chachamim. In Egypt, we reached that level. But in Egypt, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell us in Egypt, don't eat this fat. Therefore, if you eat this fat, you get karet. The neshama vaporizes. Yeah, you won't be, but meat, yeah, well, it wasn't glut. Forget about glut, not glut. If you ate non-kosher piece of meat, it's nothing. It's nothing. By mistake, it's nothing. You get maybe a sin if you did it on purpose. No, it's not the end of the world. But if you eat pea, if you ate a piece of meat that has this fat, this is karet, and the neshama vaporized. So in Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, you may eat this. Well, I can eat it. Because in Egypt, you reach the level that your mouth is an altar. I didn't eat nothing. Whatever you consume on the night of Pesach, it means the altar consumed, not me. I didn't eat nothing. And the whole idea of this night of Pesach is to reach that level. And what does it mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, listen, V'achaltem oto b'chipazon, Pesach ul Hashem. Hashem tells us in Egypt, you have to eat this matzah and marrow and the piece of meat fast. Fast? What do you mean fast? I enjoy food. I sit down, I come, and I eat, and I eat, and I eat, and I eat. And I love food. I love another course of meat, another course of this barbecue, this kind of chicken, and this kind of meat, and this kind of veal, and this kind of goat, and this kind of liver, and this kind of rice, and that kind of rice, and this. Says the Gemara, before you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you want to consume food, you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all year round that you want to consume the Divrei Torah. Because the food is the opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The night of Pesach is the test, is the training for a person to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu he wants to be an altar. He wants to reach a level that what he consumes is not food. is holy things that an altar consumes. That's the whole idea of Pesach. It's not who wants you to have this and to have that. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have only what the altar has. And if you're in the night of Pesach, you're going to start eating and drinking and drinking all these things. You're not to have one cup of Coca-Cola for Kiddush Hashem. The Coca-Cola company listen to the oil. All the rest that you put in your mouth is desire. It's the opposite of Leila Seder. It's the opposite of an altar. The more you have prepared, more things you have. She has to walk like a dog to do the opposite thing. Night of Pesach, you should concentrate. Matzah, 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 matzah. Location, location, location. Wine, 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 wine. That's it. Nothing else. This is a test for a person to see if he really wants to reach the level what our fathers reached in Egypt. The result is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here, that's the test. I said you can eat the whole night. Hashem said in Egypt, hold the stick in your hand, put your shoes on, put your belt on, and gobble. Eat quickly. What's the rush? I love to sit at the table, enjoy myself. Another piece of meat, rice, other things. No. Night of Pesach in Egypt, nothing we were not allowed to have. And that's what the Gemara says, that we came out of Egypt, we took out the leftover matzah. What is the leftover matzah? It says, I prepared matzah for the altar, for my mouth. When I baked matzah in Egypt, it wasn't because Hashem wants me to eat matzah. Hashem does not care if you eat matzah, you don't eat matzah. Hashem doesn't care if you eat chametz, you don't eat chametz. Hashem doesn't care if you have the piece of meat. All those things, those items that were are the only ones to, allowed to put on an altar. That's what Chachamim said. The wine is the most important. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, when they pour the wine on the altar in Bet Hamikdash, everybody starts singing in Bet Hamikdash. It was the happy moment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chachamim said, you know, four cups of wine in the altar. It's not, you know, well, I love wine from Paris. You know, Rabbi Pompidou. It says the idea of the wine, it means the wine in Bet Hamikdash. So you preferred dry wine, not Mevushal, but the best hechsher, that you can take this wine, pour it in Bet Hamikdash on the altar. It says matzah, you have to have the best hechsher on the matzah. Well, I know Baruch Hashem made it bargain. $2 a pound matzah. You don't understand. If the matzah has a little chametz and the matzah is no good, it means that you put on the altar chametz. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if somebody eats chametz on Pesach, it's karet. You know what it means? If somebody on Pesach eats a piece of bread on Pesach, karet. I was in Yerushalayim yesterday. I met this guy, his name is Rabbi Holzberg. A holy, holy man. Holy man lives in the old city. Came over to me and said, you know what? I need from you two things. I want you to think what I tell you. I said, you know, the Gemara said, if people used to come to Bet HaMikdash, they were very thirsty. There was a guy, Nagdima Ben Gurion. Says the Gemara used to give water for the people who used to come to Bet HaMikdash. He said to me, you know, hundreds of thousands of people come to Yerushalayim to Kotel. It's summertime. Even though it might not be so hard this year, I would like to give free water to the people that come to Kotel. I said, okay. I said, how much money is this? I said, you know, maybe $1,000. I said, I go to America, I collect the money for you. I said, one more thing. I said, they go to Yafo Gate, that Yimach Shimam, the Arabs, stand over there, and they sell on Pesach pitot to the people. The Jewish people come. They come to Kotel on Pesach. They come to Kotel on Pesach. On the way to Kotel, the Arabs sell them pita. They eat the pita. I said, I want to make a booth next to Yafo Gate and give free matzot to everybody. Don't buy the pita. Take a matzot. You hungry? Of course I'm hungry. I came now from all over. I want to give them free water. Free matzah. If you had a piece of bread on Pesach, it's karet. Why it's karet? Why it's karet? Why Hashem worries if I have a piece of pita? Because if you have a pita and you put pita in your mouth, it means that you take chametz on the altar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us on Pesach to understand the level we should reach the whole year around. Let's call Olam Haba. Olam Haba means that whatever Hashem wants from Bet HaMikdash, He wants from you. You are Bet HaMikdash. You are an altar. Altar doesn't get chametz, don't consume chametz on Pesach. Altar gets wine, have wine on Pesach. Altar gets meat, he said, well, in Bet HaMikdash, into the now time, not necessary to have it. You have a piece of meat, don't think in your head this is the meat from Korban Pesach. You just say, you know, I have a meat, you know, to remember that my father used to have meat. Don't say this meat is for Pesach, says the Gemara. Because the idea is that you have to feel that you're really an altar in Bet HaMikdash. I told Rabbi Holzberg, you know what? I go to America, I collect money for you, give free water, free matzot, gate of Yafo for everybody. Free. Don't have matzot. Don't have chametz. It's karet. The neshama vaporized. When neshama vaporized, it means you don't want to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose a punishment. You know, you ate chelev, you ate pea, karet. This is why. Because your mouth, says the Gemara, is for to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Ari, night of Pesach, sit at the table. Don't speak about anything but Divrei Torah. This is why. And I said, no lashon hara. I want to speak about politics. What's wrong with this? Nothing. I'm allowed to speak about it. You don't understand. If you want to be an altar, if you want to be somebody next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to prove it. The night of Pesach is a test. What you have in mind? You have in mind that you want to have pleasure from the food. Not next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rambam, Mashiach will come. Mashiach will come. It says everybody will have pleasure from the Divrei Torah. Not from food. It doesn't say not going to eat. You might eat, you might not. Some people say you're going to eat. But you're going to eat just to get energy. You're going to eat it like an altar. Not because you have a desire. Well, I love this kind of chicken. I love this kind of rice, this kind of meat. This is the opposite what Hashem wants from you, says the Gemara. Hashem wants you to pray, I only want the Divrei Torah inside me. It's not the mitzvah to learn. It's the idea of what you want to reach in your lifetime. The goal in your lifetime is Olam Haba. Olam Haba means no pleasure. And that's what the Gemara says. Hashem was upset to Yeshua. He should come to Eretz Israel and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, destroy Satan. Destroy desire. Destroy desire. Destroy desire. You don't want to have a desire because you're an altar, because you want to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's call Olam Haba. And that's the mitzvah of the night of Pesach. It's not Leila Seder, oh, Baruch Hashem, you know my wife, oh, Moshallah, Baruch Hashem, Moshallah, it's a curse. Don't let her cook. Don't let your mother cook. This is the whole night, it's only Divrei Torah. This is a test. If we really want Bet HaMikdash, we want Mashiach night of Pesach, or we just doing the Leila Seder. It's not Leila Seder. It's a test. It's a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see what we have in our mind. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the people, our people in Egypt. Listen, you're only allowed to roast the sacrifice of Pesach. He says, you cannot cook it. He says, why? He says, what's wrong? What's wrong? We take the sacrifice of Pesach and cook it. I cook it. What's wrong with this? No. Half cooked. No. Roasting. You know why? Because in Bet HaMikdash, you have to put the sacrifice on the Mizbeach, roasting it. You cannot cook on the altar. Everything has to be roasted. The Korban Pesach is the only sacrifice you're only allowed to roast it. You're not allowed to cook it. Any other sacrifice after the roast? The roast, the chelev on the Mizbeach, then the leftover. But here you are the altar. On the altar, Bet HaMikdash, you're not supposed to cook. It was only fire. Please take the sheep, slaughter the sheep, roast it. In Egypt, Hashem said, roast it with a pea, with a chelev. Eat! Eat these things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, only on the altar you can put it. He says, our mouth in Egypt was an altar. You ate these things. Hashem goes, please put it in your mouth, but only roast it. If you cook it, it means it's not an altar. And he says, your mouth is an altar. On the altar, you put things, consume it. It says, how you eat? He says, no. You know what happened in Beit HaMikdash? You take something, you put it on the altar, and 5 minutes it's finished. V'achaltem oto b'chipazon, Pesach ul Hashem. Hashem said, the sacrifice in Pesach, in Egypt, fast! Eat fast! What fast? What's the rush? He says, don't understand, it's not a dinner. It's not even a supper. It's 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 you consume. It's like an altar in Beit HaMikdash, you put the meat on, in 5 minutes burned. I says, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to understand what is the night of Pesach, that you have to reach a level that you become like you an altar. I says, in Egypt we reached it. He says, you know why? I tell you why. Because in Egypt, says, they call Shabbat HaGadol. The Shabbat before Pesach, says the Midrash, I want to explain to you something. He says, a Jewish person went to the market to get a sheep. He told the Egyptian, listen, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not embarrassed of you. I'm not hiding my religion. I'm a Jew. I'm going to take this Avodah Zarah and I'm going to slaughter it. I'm going to slaughter it and burn it, finish it, consume it. I'm done with you. I says, that's called Kiddush Hashem. I say, when you do such Kiddush Hashem, you reach the biggest level. What's the level that you reach? Remember, if you're Talmud Uziel said, after we slaughter it and we roasted it, each one took a piece of meat and flew to Eretz Israel. Get wings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Get wings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because on Shabbat we went to the market and we're ready to die for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're ready to give our lives, says the Gemara, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest level a person can reach. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Egypt, please take it, slaughter it, put the blood on the post and eat and consume what you're not supposed to eat, never. Because you're never going to reach that level that you reached in Egypt. And because it's that day that you went on Shabbat, says the Gemara, Shabbat me'en olam haba. 1/60th of olam haba is Shabbat. Because Shabbat means, you know, the most money I can make on Shabbat. I'm a barber. Everybody wants to take a haircut on Shabbat. Shabbat, the best, you know. I open up my restaurant on Shabbat. You know how much money I can make? You know, what can I do on Shabbat? It says Shabbat is Kiddush Hashem. Shabbat means that you advertise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a treaty between you and HaKadosh. You know what a treaty means? It's not a treaty between a donkey and a person. A treaty means that you become next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a test. You're going to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Mashiach. It's after Mashiach will come. After the dead ones will rise, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will check your file to see if you really mean that you want to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, when is the test? Well, the first test we had was called Shabbat HaGadol, the Shabbat in Egypt. You know what happened? Comes the Gemara, tells you, let me explain to you what it means. It says, the Gemara, you know, this was the 10th of Chodesh Nisan. Then we took the sheep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, you know what? Take the sheep on the 10th of Chodesh Nisan, purchase it, take it home. Says the Gemara, what Hashem said it? You know for what Hashem said it? Says the Gemara, I tell you what Hashem said it. I said, 40 years later, Yeshua ben Nun will take us to Eretz Israel. You come to Eretz Israel. Somebody is going to ask you, why are you going to Israel? Well, you know, why not? They have the new missile now that can run after the missile that comes from Gaza. I says, I tell you what, you come for Israel. It tells Yeshua, listen. Tell him Israel, stand next to the Jordan River. The Kohanim will come with the Torah. And the Kohanim will put their feet in the water. Then the Jordan will split. Then you walk to Eretz Israel. You walk straight. No stones from the Arabs. No missiles from Gaza. Millions of people will cross. Says the Gemara, do you know why Hashem said it? Says the Gemara, you know what the date was? Says the Gemara, was the 10th of Nisan. This is the day that 40 years ago, you went to the market, you purchased the sheep. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to go on Shabbat and purchase the sheep and to tell the Egyptians in Egypt, I'm going to slaughter you, God. You are ready to give your life for Hashem. That's what Hashem is going to do to you. In 40 years later, you have to go to Eretz Israel. Okay. So what do? You order from America phantom missiles, tanks, going to capture Eretz Israel. The millions of people coming now. I say, I want to show you something. If you listen what I tell you, you listen, the Kohanim will put the feet in the water will split, millions of people with the sheep and everything belonging will go to the other side, nobody will say anything. Then, after everybody left, the Kohanim will back up, the river will come back, and the Kohanim will fly to the other side. I said, why did Hashem do it, you know? Because the day before Pesach, we flew to Beit HaMikdash to eat the sacrifice of Pesach. Because when you do Kiddush Hashem, you fly. When you do Kiddush Hashem, you get wings. Because you do Kiddush Hashem, it means you want to be like an angel next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the night of Pesach. You should be able to stay next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not, you know, I keep Pesach, I keep Shabbat. You have to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is like fire, high voltage. You have to be prepared to be next to him. It says, Shabbat HaGadol did the job. Says the Gemara, Hashem told us, go take the sheep. Says the Gemara, because you went to the market, because you are ready to give your life, maybe that Egyptian will take a knife and will kill you because you want to kill his God. Because of that Kiddush Hashem, that you're ready to give your life, that thing, said the Gemara, 40 years later, Hashem made a miracle that you crossed the Jordan River, you walked through, and the Kohanim flew over it, because of what he did in Egypt. It's not Kadosh Baruch Hu needed for you to go and to the market and do Kiddush Hashem. No. Hashem wanted to do Kiddush Hashem, because that Kiddush Hashem that you do now is going to help you 40 years later. Not because Hashem needs you now to do this thing. Hashem doesn't care less if you don't go to the market. Hashem does not want you to do Kiddush Hashem. It's for your benefit, for your privilege. If you do it, that 40 years later, you go to Eretz Israel, in 1 minute you cross the Jordan River, in 1 minute you fly over, you reach the level, finished. Says the Gemara, you should know, Hashem had the same plan for the second time in Gdash. Ad Yavoram Hashem, Ad Yavoram Zukanita, says the Gemara, time he came back from Iran, three second Beit HaMikdash with Ezra, we should have flew over the Jordan River. Says the Gemara, what happened? Says the Gemara, well, you know, I went mixed dancing here, mixed dancing there, did this. It says, you couldn't fly. You couldn't cross the Jordan River. You're a person. Hashem wants you in Beit HaMikdash to reach a level that you are the altar. Adam, mimkom kaparato nivra. It says the person has to know that he was built from under the altar. What do you mean from under the altar? You have to become an altar. You are an altar. It says you, when you eat, you have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a mouth. It's like an altar. You consume. It says night of Pesach, only matzah, because on the altar was never chametz. The night of Pesach, wine, because on Beit HaMikdash was wine. Comes the Gemara and says, the first day of Pesach, Abraham Avinu met Kohen Gadol, Shem ben Noach, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Says the Torah, that Kohen HaGadol gave Avraham Avinu wine and bread. Say Chachamim, what do you mean wine and bread? Say Chachamim, wine, he told him, the wine, you remember one day your children will have Beit HaMikdash, they'll pour wine on the altar. That's what you give, wine. I said, what else he gives him? He gives him bread. Says the Gemara, why he gives him bread? Says the Gemara, it's called Lechem HaPanim. This is the matzah bread that was on the table of the Parnassah. I says the Parnassah of a person comes from matzah. That matzah is called Lechem HaPanim. He says that matzah is Pesach. He says the day of Pesach, the Kohen HaGadol gave Avraham Avinu matzah and wine. Here it is. Lela Seder is matzah and wine. It's not choresh. It's not rice. It's not nothing. The night of Pesach is matzah and wine. Come Chachamim and say, listen, first kill your desire. It says, put maror in your mouth. It says, Ari maror, Nimuel Kabbalah, if you remember, is mavet. Mavet. Death. Death. Death for my desires. I don't want to sit on the night of Pesach and eat food. I am an altar. It says, whatever is on the altar, it's my mouth. The altar gets matzah, lechem apanim, that's Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, hotzi lechem vayayin, vehu choen lekel elyon. Says Ari, you know, says the Zohar, you know, in place in Shamayim, it's called Kel Elyon. This is next to the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Malki Tzedek, on the day of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, he meets Avraham Avinu. After Leila Seder, he says, he gives him wine. The Torah, I know what wine it is. This is a wine from next to the crown. It's called Yayin HaMishumar. It says, if Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us to drink wine. It says, for what Hashem gives us wine? It says, well, it is Yayin HaMishumar, Mishush Tmei Bereshit, comes the Gemara, comes the Zohar, Hashem has special wine for you. This is the wine that Yaakov gave Yitzchak Avinu the night of the Seder. This is the wine that Malki Tzedek gave Avraham Avinu. It's called Yayin HaMishumar, the wine that was put away. This is the wine that you put on altar. You mouth as an altar. It's the night of Pesach, you have matzah. Not because the Kadmur cares less if you have chametz, you have no chametz. But if you have chametz, you're not an altar. If you have chametz, you don't reach the level that Hashem wants you to reach, what we call Olam Baba next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara. The thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares less, if you have Korban Pesach, if you eat it, this is a big mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to have Korban Pesach. As somebody deliberately will not come to Beit HaMikdash on Pesach and have a piece of meat, cut it. All the Chachamim is, I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a mitzvah only on Pesach to eat. There is no other time mentioned in the Torah that you have to consume food. Only the night of Pesach. Okay, fine. So I understand now. I'm an altar. Okay. So sometimes altar doesn't have food. So? I don't. He says, no. Korban Pesach, sacrifice of Pesach, deliberately, if he decided, no, it's not for me the whole thing, it's a big line, but Hamikdash, all right, get a come. So the only mitzvah to say besides Brit Milah, you get karet. Hashem will cut the neshama for somebody who does not come to Beit HaMikdash. You say, what is the problem exactly? What's the problem? Hashem wants you to Beit HaMikdash. Because Hashem wants you to have a piece of meat. Look what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, because we went on Shabbat and we purchased the sheep, this was the merit, the zechut, we crossed the Jordan River with Yoshua ben Nun, and we didn't have to need to have a bridge with tolls. We crossed. Finish. Continues the Gemara. You want to know where v'achaltem? I said, v'achlu oto b'alayla hazeh. It says, the Torah says, go eat the piece of meat the night of Pesach. Says the Gemara, bizechut, in the merit, that you eat the piece of meat on the night of Pesach, that zechut amda lahem bimei Haman. Says the Gemara, in the time of Haman, the night of Pesach, Achashverosh could not sleep. Balayla hun ladidah shnat hamelech. Says the Gemara, the night of Pesach, Achashverosh could not sleep. Haman comes. You read the Megillah. It says, Haman tells Achashverosh, if you want to do a favor to somebody, put him on the king's horse, dress him with the king's clothing. It says Achashverosh to Haman, Maher! Kach et halevush ve'et asus kasher dibarta ve'asechen Mordechai ha-Yehudi. Quickly! Do it to Mordechai. I said, what's the rush? I'll do it to Mordechai. In the morning. Now, night time, I have to rush now to Mordechai. For what I have to rush now? Says the Gemara, you know what was the miracle that started the miracle of Purim? Is that Achashverosh told Haman quickly. Achashverosh could not fall asleep on the night of Pesach. You know why? Because you were up at the night of Pesach in Egypt a few thousand years ago. And you ate a piece of meat on the night of Pesach quickly. Not having a desire, sitting at the table having dinner. I'm having dinner, I can't see the Mishulach. Let the Meshulach come 2 hours later. In the meantime, he's enjoying the food for 2 hours. The Meshulach is dying outside from hunger. He says, V'achaltem oto b'chipazon, says the Gemara, Hashem told us, go eat quickly the piece of meat of Pesach. Says the Gemara, because you did it in Egypt, Hashem will make the miracle of Purim come quick. And Haman will go run and dress Mordechai, put him on the horse, and the whole miracle of Purim came 1, 2, 3, all of a sudden, what happened? Nothing happened. You found that he did it in Egypt a few thousand years ago. So the Gemara, don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs you to do mitzvot. The mitzvot is for you, for your children, for your grandchildren, and a thousand years later, somebody is going to be saved. Something is going to happen. He said, you know why? Because your great-grandfather did something 1,000 years ago. So the whole idea of Pesach, so the Gemara, is because Pesach is going to create the miracle of Purim. That's what the Gemara says. B'shinichna Saddam Ariv Nesimcha, says Rashi, Purim and Pesach. Purim and Pesach is one unit. It's to show our Kadosh Baruch Hu that we want to be close to Him. We want to be next to Him. The training is the night of Pesach. That's what Hashem told us. That's the whole idea of Pesach, is come close. Says that's what happened. That's what the Metamin Uzir said, the Zohar says, Midrash says, V'nisan igalu, sintim igael. Prepare yourself for redemption. It says, why? Why prepare myself for redemption? Because it happened once, it's going to happen again. No. Because that is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us to see if we really mean it. We want to be next to Him. Comes and says, Leila Seder, don't talk anything but about Torah. Just about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, why? Because it's a proof that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to be next to Him. Not because you have to do it. This is a training test. It's a test. What do you prefer? The vodka or Kadosh Baruch Hu? Listen, I have 50 bottles of vodka in my house. What do you want me to do with this? You think I'm going to spill it before Pesach? Nah. No. 50 bottles of vodka is about maybe $500, maybe $1,000. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is not worth it so much. My bottle of vodka is worth it much more than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You think I'm going to spill the vodka? I'm going to go to the rabbi, you know, sell it, you know, sell it. After Pesach, right? Okay, rabbi, sign my paper. The chametz that I buy over here, I don't sell it directly to a goy. I go to a big rabbi, Mansi, and he does it with a goy. So the first year that I did it here in Great Neck, I went to a rabbi, it was a very big tzaddik man, see? I said, Rabbi, I have some chametz that I bought from the people to sell you. I said, listen, hold it. I want to explain to you something. I said, the chametz that we buy over here, it's only emergency chametz. If a person tells you that he sells you the chametz, and in his head, he said, listen, it's only a trick. I don't sell the chametz to a goy. What's the matter with you? It's my thing. I put it in the closet. After Pesach, I'm waiting for Pesach to be over to take out all the things that I put inside. I said, please don't sell me. If you have people in your congregation, that's what they have in mind, they want to have this vodka, they want to have this chametz after Pesach, please don't, I'm not going to sell this goy, this chametz. When I sell the goy, I tell the goy, listen, you come over there with the U-Haul, knock on the door on the night of Pesach, the middle of the Seder says, yeah, what's your name? Alfredo. What are you here for? To take the vodka. He says, Alfredo, I call the police. You have chametz in your house. Not chametz in your house. You're not an altar. Nothing at an altar. You don't want to be next to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The vodka is more important than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what shall I do with the vodka? What shall I do with the flour? What shall I do with the pasta? What shall I do with this? What do you mean, what should I do with this? It means you want this. You don't want a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's our test on the night of Pesach. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us. No chametz. No chametz means red. Get rid of the chametz. You know, in Europe, before Pesach, they have a book, Chamesh Ta'aniyot. It was a special book. In Europe, they have for Tisha B'Av. Before Pesach, they used to take the whole thing. It says, before Pesach, we have, like, you know, we have a custom Geniza. You go to Mansi, you go to Brooklyn, you go in Eretz Yisrael, you have trucks. People bring all the things for Geniza. What happened? He says, I have in my house, it's not holding around. My children are being from Shiva, from school, the Torah. I have this, tzitzit, this, I don't need. You know, before Pesach, you have a truck. You go, you bring bags. You see bags in Brooklyn, in Muncie, in Lakewood. You see trucks. Geniza. He says, why are you doing it before Pesach? I say, before Pesach, I clean my house. No. Tell you why. Because in Europe, before Pesach, everybody brought to Geniza. You know what they brought to Geniza? They brought the book Chamesh Ta'aniyot to Geniza. That's the test. Or keep the book Chamesh Ta'aniyot. No, I don't keep it. Because if you want Mashiach really to come on the night of Pesach, it's going to be no more Tisha B'Av, no more Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, no Asara B'Tevet, no Tzom. Navi says it's going to be holidays. Why do you keep it? Or Bezrat Hashem, Tisha B'Av is coming soon. I have the book. In Europe, every year they took all the books. And that's what happened in Mir Yeshiva here in Brooklyn, you should know. You send your children to Mir Yeshiva,
Mirishiva, they take all the books of Tisha B'Av. Geniza! What do you mean Geniza? Next year Tisha B'Av. No books. Hopefully Mashiach comes. I don't need these books anymore. From this thing that people have in Geniza today, they have black trucks. Bring Geniza. I said, what's the first thing you have to put in Geniza? You know what? Chamesh Ta'aniyot. There you put. That's you have to put in Geniza. I said, you have to hope Mashiach comes. Mashiach will come only if you behave. It says, clean your house. No chametz, no chametz. So listen, first of all, I don't clean. My wife cleans. She is the slave. I says, you don't understand the concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, the first mitzvah is, in Shulchan Aruch, it's called Bi'ur Chametz. Bdikat Chametz. I says, Bdikat Chametz, get rid of the Chametz. Because if you have Chametz, you're not an altar. If you have Chametz, you're not, it cannot be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chametz is the opposite of Lechem HaPanim, opposite of Parnasa. You have Chametz on Pesach. Well, I bought this, you know, the Hechsher. Well, it's Kasher Le Pesach. What are you talking about? The rabbi is Obama. He's the rabbi. He said it's kasher for Pesach. What a share you buy? Why do you buy all this nonsense? Bring it to your house. You bring it to your house, you know what you say. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not an altar. I don't want to be next to you. The Chachamim said, you buy the matzot with a tap, it doesn't matter. $20 a pound. It doesn't matter. You don't understand the concept. The concept is the test. What you want more? Next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or your stomach? That's the question. What shall I do with the vodka? I want on Pesach to have this and this and this and this. He says, you don't want to be an altar. You're a consumer. You belong to Consumer Report. You're not in a level you want to have Olam Haba. This is the night of the test. And for this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us those mitzvot. It says you have only those Pesach, Matzah, Maror, Batam, Tamigdash, and now time is only Matzah, Maror, and wine. That's it. Don't consume in your mouth and say, what, you made fish? My wife made fish. My mother did this. My mother-in-law made this. This. Charoset, charoset. It's nonsense. How do you make charoset? You don't make charoset. What's charoset? What, be busy. Busy with charoset. Busy. What do you mean busy with charoset? It's Yetzirah. Charoset is Yetzirah. In the night of Pesach, to be an altar, you cannot have charoset on the altar. Just because it's sakana, the Gemara says, when you have maror, the Gemara says, put a little bit maror in the charoset. In the meantime, the whole Leila Seder is charoset. The least of what you have in Leila Seder should be charoset. That's today is the major part is charoset. How do you make charoset? What do you make in the charoset? Charoset was good. Charoset wasn't good. We shouldn't have charoset. The Satan does the whole thing the opposite. The Gemara said the only reason you have charoset is because if you eat maror without charoset, it's dangerous, you can die. So the whole thing is a little maror and mucho charoset. The opposite, the whole thing is upside down. For this, Mashiach doesn't come. Because you have to show our Kadosh Baruch Hu, we really mean business. We really want to be next to you. Next to you, those are the conditions. Let's call Leila Seder. And the Shulchan Aruch said, the first thing is get the chametz out. As Hashem does not chametz, what is this? Because altar is no chametz. Second thing, second Shulchan Aruch, second thing, Shabbat before Pesach is called Shabbat Hagadol. Al Pi Hanis. Nobody says, what's the miracle? You know what the miracle was? That because we did this thing that we ready to give our life for Hashem, that 40 years later Hashem showed us something. Hashem showed us that we can cross the Jordan River without having a bridge, without having a boat, and no sheep and no rafts. He said we just crossed. But you know what was the punchline? That the Kohanim flew over the water, because it means you become like an angel, you fly. And that's what Navi says, before Mashiach will come. It says, Am Israel, we stand near Israel, over in Israel. It says, look, with all the people from America, they fly. They fly. Rav Kook used to say, you know, Mashiach will come, it depends. It can be like a cloud. It's the highest level to be as a cloud, not like a pigeon. Pigeon needs to wave and to shake the wings. A wind, it means, a cloud, it means the wind blows you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The wind will blow us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that's what happened. It says the Kohanim flew over over the Jordan River, how do you fly? I fly with the wind because I'm next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest level that a person can reach, higher than an angel. It says you're part of this thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have around him. This is the test. Are you going to be part? You're not going to be part. It says the test is the Leil HaSeder. As the Tzohar Chachamim said, you have matzah, the best hechsher, wine, the best hechsher. Don't buy wine from Paris, wine from Chile, wine from Argentina, wine from Ecuador, from El Salvador. You buy a wine, the top hechsher, the best not mevushal, the best not sweet, the best matzah, 100% the best hechsher. And don't sit and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. This is in Egypt, we reached that level. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu flew us to Eretz Israel in 1 second. The wind blew us to Eretz Israel. We sat over there at Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim Olam Israel. We ate a piece of meat over there with the matzah and the marrow. We came back to Egypt. It says, Kadosh Baruch Hu tests us every year. And then I said, what you want? Oh, Baruch Hashem, the meat was good. The rice is excellent. The charoset is super. Everything, you don't understand. This is what you trap. You went down the drain with it. It's the opposite what you want. It's the opposite. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in the desert, whoever had man did not have to go to the bathroom. Says the Gemara, the first 30 days we came out of Egypt, we ate the leftover matzah. Leftover matzah. It says there was enough for us because we were altars. When you're an altar, you just have matzah. You have matzah, you don't need anything else. I wasn't hungry the whole day. I'm not looking to have a dinner. I'm going out to dinner. I says, dinner is a trap. It's only good if you go to Mordechai. It gives him business. But for you, you have to have a level that you want to be next to Kadosh Baruch. It's called Olam Haba. Olam Haba, says the Rambam, says the Gemara, is no food desire. It's going to be food consumption, maybe. But not food desire. Not can I have a desire. I want to have this. I want to have that. I like this. I don't like that. No, it's like an altar. As the Rambam says, you know, Kurban Pesach, you have to just roast it. Do you ever try just to roast a piece of meat, just to roast it? It's not the best taste. You know, like to put in this some kind of, you know, some garlic, some onion powder, all kind of ingredients, and some oil, something, you know. It becomes dry. Nothing to put on it is not the best taste. And because I said, don't cook it, don't put nothing on it. That's what you eat it. You eat it because you're not eating. You're consuming. You're not consuming. An altar is consuming. And the person has to reach that level. This is the preparation for the Naseder. And that's why Rabbi Nit Kanievsky said, Mashiach is on the way, Beit HaMikdash is on the way. But the person has to reach that level that he should have the zechut to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he says, Pesach, the night of the Seder, don't talk nothing. Just Divrei Torah. Because the Divrei Torah that you talk, it shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that that's what you're interested. That's what the Gemara says. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole day. I don't want food to consume food. I want to consume the Divrei Torah. I want to consume. B'zrat Hashem, the next lecture will be in Yerushalayim. If Mashiach will not come, Chas V'Shalom, the next lecture is next Thursday night here at the same time. Hopefully it will be in Yerushalayim. Chag Sameach.